Yes, you must be nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obura muri budya.
And how is your lives?
Mburiza ku muganda.
You can greet of your neighbor.
Ayi engeri je mutoddemu.
By the way you're seated. It's not good.
Chukaka. Ani musimba wa mara kati gogororo mukono obuze muganda wa ali eliyorabe.
This is not the most. Draw the chairs to each other. Close. We don't need to be like we are in the mosque here. You know those in the mosque? The women separating their
wives.
Are they praying or they are in two worshiping devils? And they are worshiping devils. God worries about women troubles and confuses us. I don't know why he created them. Now can you greet the one on the other side? You to the other side, push chairs to the side. Push them in their order of life. If someone can at least pass in the midst. Everyone has been
You're
going to reach a point to pack them together. And even to leave a space in the middle is not easy. It's very few days to reach that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Very few days. And we break this side.
And
we squeezing ourselves in here. Remaining very few days. But the one of his work is moving on. We speak of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Together with armies of angels. We two are workers with them. Here you speak, the work is not moving on. Moving on tomorrow, you may see you not having
spaces.
He who owns his people, he said, will go gather them himself.
As
a shepherd looks for his sheep. To do for them this time.
And
passes the Holy Spirit and armies of angels. It's going to pass one day. We don't have space to gather. Everyone runs quick early in the morning. We have to stand.
So,
we are preparing ourselves. He is moving on to prepare people's hearts.
It's
going to come one day. He will command them and direct them. Let's go in the place else, the other side. And you will see.
The sheep
and their shepherd, the Lord Jesus.
And
they are moving into the old roads. That road we're about to change its name. It will be named after the new generation. And those who call the stage of Zana, they will say the stage of full knowledge. Of the new generation.
We
expect that in a very short time. We were at the starting pastor's place. We preached there in the 2015. And that pastor truth became bitter his way.
Is
the other side up there.
Unamwaya
side. He's that side. Sometime back, God told me go visit him. because of the sicknesses which had struck him. But in going to visit him, he got so harsh. He welcomed us. We sat down. We greeted him of his sickness. But as we were about in the way speaking with him, he began to open his mouth. Opened all the anger, and I knew why God had told me to go there. He cried tears. He said all that.
There
have been tears have caused pastors cry all over Entebbe Road. You know, when we were leaving that place, he went to bring the white ministers. But in bringing them, they didn't know much things of heaven. And in teaching them, they saw as if he had spoken things to despise them. When they came, they made them sit behind as we preached. They knew. We shall see them come, we shall leave the pulpit, leave them to come preach. And we preached them the word which made them jealousy. And they reached to say that in these images there is pride in them. The beauty is the pride to them. Now the next day I wasn't able to go there, and that white minister preached. But as he was preaching, he put all the congregation on tension. He's not going to toilet. He's not standing up. He's not coughing. And she spoke of our images we started from. That is rubbish. All people raised their hands to her. She had never seen it ever since she preached. People who ask questions. They asked her, you've not studied of the kelvins, are they rubbish? And she sweated on the pulpits.
Then
she went from then, she's never come back in that place. But the problem of all pastors have made, they have many mistakes they have moved by. Now sometimes when I reach, I don't know them much. But the Holy Spirit in teaching speaks out things. And what happens, they get ashamed. And they
don't
want to be in the congregation. You call him, greet the congregation, he can no more stand, greet them. And he's ashamed. But you've not gone pointing in him that you. But the man, falsehood is moved by. In that place we found a lot of chaos there. We found that he was even praying on the sheep within the flock. And they reported it. And we sat them in the meeting. The sheep were three. And all of them, he was proposing to them to marry them. And
we
showed them the love of Christ. Things were very hard. But when we reached there, he cried tears.
Nangamba.
He said, you man,
now
you're
brought funny.
You look nice, we are coming funny.
And the guys are face on our
all our shit, he took them. You are here mocking me. You even have packed a car somewhere else. We were there with teacher Julius. And pastor
No wonder.
He said, "Oh, they cry till Jesus will come back. You found me in spirit. I will kill you."
We spoke
for 1 hour.
The
man began to wrap his trousers.
He said, I told you one thing.
Truth is making you cry, you're still crying more. For nothing yet has begun.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If truth is making them cry,
you're going to cry.
For the cried when Jesus explained truth to people. He said, you're not Jesus. Jesus, but I speak truth, Jesus.
He said, I even reported to Bishop Chiganda.
You are collecting all sheep on Entebbe Road. And when he comes here, he comes with men and women. And he's sitting in your congregation.
Anyone with a sheep,
they go with that neighbor of the sheep. I don't know what they tell the sheep. We sit there with his pastor in that place.
I don't know what to tell them, you take them off.
When he comes back, by the truth, we don't tell people, come, let's go. Not at all. Even if you come here, we don't tell you that.
You get light and separate yourself.
When you know truth sets you free. Even 2005, we had no permanent place. We're just moving. Now, when you follow me, you reach when? They failed to maintain the truth. And they could not stand in it. You have not known it yet. All hearts are gripped with tears. I went visiting all pastors.
They say,
You will meet us in the flesh. We shall shoot you bullets. I tell the friends.
You could not accept you speak back.
Now you have to repent to us. I finished one and a half years not moving.
God is still remain seeing him. As was about to finish quarreling, maybe you came with something to give me, but because I've told you, you came with 50,000, give me 5,000 now.
I told him, pray. Whatever God told us, give you, we are giving you. We are not basing on what you have spoken. What you brought, what God told us to give you.
You know,
no matter what you speak, things of the Pharisees claiming crying tears. We were laughing.
Julius
surprised. God surprised. After he gave his milk had taken.
He
spoke everything. He did get surprised why we didn't speak back. Let's minister with the Holy Spirit. He spoke many words. Satan was looking something from you. We answered much, would have fought us. He was there with another pastor. As we are leaving, he told us.
Can we even pray?
What is this we are on?
Kneel down,
we pray.
Then we begin.
Let's ask the Lord. Lord, have mercy.
All the city.
All the city. We
answered
the prayer as he told us.
If you know, you call it
all that you do it, why? You
remain
in the light all the time.
Don't
shift from the Spirit. Don't shift from scriptures.
Because
another spoken many words.
Make
us pray. We left when God has revealed us what's moving on out there. I don't know if what they are praying over now.
For
we don't move door to door. We don't put crusades there.
We
don't put an advert on radio or television. This place preaching truth.
They speak
in the taxes at every place they find us.
The
one
who hears
it finds it in the stories as we speak.
And
that one hears and we follow us.
When
we shall move in the way of preaching, which I've told you any time it's to start, we put it in the village and see the problem. If we move out door to door now, I don't know how, what tears they'll cry. If we put in the crusade, how can it be? But let's keep tightening ourselves as we align ourselves in Jesus, Son of the Living God. The truth fights for itself. Truth speaks by itself. Truth. Light which lightens for itself. You don't need to force it over someone. When you light
it,
lightens for itself, directs for itself that God in this place. You know, we've not had a crusade here. Many come and they say, we had you on a crusade. Going elsewhere.
The Holy Spirit tell me
this is the right place and they come. Even the new have come here.
Here
I've looked for a place to fellowship. I'm new here.
When
I asked people, they directed me here. As I moved, the Spirit told me, come here. I passed it, reached those and told me, go back. Now, things like those.
Things.
All it's all truth. Nothing threatens at all. I wanted to tell you what's out in the world. Yet we've not done any much per se. When we begin to work, they will cry very well. We are still outside the field. We're preparing ourselves. We want to enter in the midst of the field. made all physicals on the word of God. And though you dribble us, we don't fall. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. Let's go in the journey of heaven. That's who we've heard it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and
our
Bible reader, Teacher James.
We
love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
invest in this ministry,
the
new generation with the full knowledge of God,
to move
on
to
fulfill the call of our nation Uganda,
to
prepare all the nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus,
and
we resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven, to be a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. As spoke in Matthew 24 and verse 14,
we're
still moving on with our journey of heaven, and we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels, as you see them here, and the saints of God. We are still seeing the seven seals of the seven groups of angels.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
We
first saw that under the seven seals of the seven groups of angels, every group on the seven groups of angels, it works under one specific spirit, on the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. But in this time,
we're
still seeing the type of horse and the chariot of every group and the seven groups of angels. The type of horse, as you see in this image, the type of horse and the chariot of every group and the seven groups of angels. We are still seeing it another way, how we open up these seals to understand the type of horse and the chariot of these seven groups of angels. Praise Jesus so much. How can you open up the seals to understand the type of horse and the chariot of the seven groups of angels? We understood it before that these horses and chariots, it's upon which they come for the saints to take us in the kingdom of heaven. And it's the type of the transport of heaven, which is there, and it's controlled by the human system or the system of the angels and the saints. Now we shall move on to be lightened on all that, and then we warm up for the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and we know what's up there, and we know of how we are taken up there right from this world. According to Revelation 6 verses 5 and 6,
we
move on to speak of the seven seals. This day majorly we have to look at the third seal, as we see how we open up these seals to understand the type of horse and the chariot of the seven groups of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Revelation 6 verses 5 and 6. Revelation 6 from verses 5.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti, jangu. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalaasi enzirugavu, ne yali atuddeko, ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe. Olinnya olw'omukaaga. Ne mpulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera nti, ekiyi ky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali. Nebi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali amafuta n'omwenge so tubyonoona.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Obikula siru eyokusatu.
When you open up the third field,
ng'ekimu ku byokulabirako bitugenda okula.
It's one of the examples we are going to see.
Nga engeri gye tusobola okuggyako siru.
How we can take off the seal.
Oba envumbo.
Or the seal.
Okwongera okutegeera ekika ky'embalaasi.
Move on, understand the type of horse.
N'amagaali.
And the chariot.
Ab'ebibinja bino abalayika
omusanvu. Of the seven groups of angels.
Okusinziira ku bikulirwa essuula eno ey'omukaaga.
According to Revelation 6.
Olw'okutaano.
Five and six. When you open up that seal, which we know is of the spirit of counsel, the angels of the scales.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The living creature called the servant apostle John. And it showed him the one seated on the black horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And he holds measurements and scales. Measurements of the different forms. It was commanded in that time have some measurements he takes away from the world and the others to be left there. Praise Jesus so much. Most when they do interpretation on these words, they try to explain and they pervert them. As we are going to hear in some books, praise Jesus so much. Now we need to know the interpretation. How we can get off those seals. Understand the type of horse and the chariot. And this day we're going to use the example of this black horse and the one seated on it. How are we going to join up the wisdom of God which is in the word, to remain when we understood this thing in the wisdom of God? Praise Jesus so much. When you read in the Ecclesiastes chapter
8
and verses 1,
ayogera bwati ku nsonga ez'okuvuunula.
He speaks this on issues of interpreting
oba ez'okuggyako siiru
or of taking off the seals.
Omanyi okuvuunula,
you know, to interpret
oba okuggyako siiru
or to take off the seals.
Kigambo ekitulagira engeri y'okutereezaamu ebibeera binyoleddwa.
It's a word which shows us the way of correcting what has been twisted. Something has been changed a little and it's hidden before you its meaning. Now, like most people who speak of the black horse and the one seated on it, they usually interpret that one brings famine. It brings wars. And they don't come out clear in understanding. For not interpreting. Or not opening the seal as the wisdom of God is. That in the word. But we remain in the word.
But
when we move on to understand all those words. Let's read Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 8 from verses 1.
Ani alinga omugezigezi era ani amanyi ebigambo bwe bitegeezebwa. Amagezi g'omuntu gayinza nti amagezi g'omuntu ganyiriza amaaso ge n'obukakanyavu bw'amaaso ge ne buwaanyisibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ani ayinza okutegeera engeri y'ebintu gye bitegeezebwa?
Who can know the way things are explained?
Bigamba gye bivuunulwa.
How they are interpreted.
How
their seals are taken off and you understand them. How can you take off the seal?
For
it appears that that thing, as if it's twisted a little, and you can't reach just on its wisdom. Ecclesiastes
8
from verses 1.
Ani alinga omugezigezi? Era ani amanyi ebigambo bitegeezebwa?
Ani amanyi?
Ani
alinga omugezigezi?
Who is like the wise?
Era ani amanyi engeri ebigambo gye bitegeezebwa?
Who knows how words are explained and interpreted?
Gwe olowooza kyetaagisa
ki? You think it means what? You take off the seal and you understand. This time you look much at the type of horse and the chariot of the seven groups of angels. You know, you don't just arise to claim being wise without the word of God. He told us in Jeremiah 8:9 that if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. If God first asks you, like in Jeremiah 8:9, if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them?
When
he comes to tell you Ecclesiastes 8, this verse is 1, who is like the wise? The wise one, the one who holds the word of God. And who can know how things are interpreted? Because the wisdom of the wise brightens his face. And his heart face is changed.
Every
time you lighten the light of understanding, people first get angered. They have abused our things, but
they
still understanding and they keep on brightening their faces. The hunger which is tightened their face and forms it, it goes on losing the face. You begin to see smile.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
But
it needs to know how things are interpreted. For those who interpret those seals, they usually speak words not connected with God's counsel. And they're not in the wisdom of God. You know, God can twist something a little. But after he twists a little, he spoke in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse
13.
And he asked a question like this. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 13.
Lowoza omulimu gwa Katonda. Kubanga ani ayinza okulungamya ekyo ye kye yanyoola. Singa Katonda ekintu akikwata n'akinyoola mu kati.
If God gets something, makes it a bit crooked, twists it.
Kwiga amakulu gaakyo n'abanga agabuzizza.
And as if his face is made its meaning disappear.
Omanyi bw'oba oyagala okubuza amakulu g'ekyo.
If you want to make the meaning of something, the word disappear, you put a seal.
Kati sealu y'ekigambo ekyo.
Now the seal of that word,
n'amakulu gaakyo agalimu,
its meaning in it,
obanga akanyoddemu,
as if you twisted it a little.
Ekiri kye nakugamba.
It's what I told you.
Avudde ku luzzi alesa amazzi.
It's come from the well brought water.
Wanditandikiddewa.
You would have begun from where?
Avudde ku luzzi alesa amazzi yagenze ku luzzi n'ekidomola.
He's come from the well brought water. He went on the well with the jerrican. Disordered words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Avudde ku luzzi alesa amazzi yagenze ku luzzi n'ekidomola.
He's come from the well. He's brought water. He went on the well with the jerrican.
Abasomesa mwayanguyiddwa modda.
Now teach us quickly, get the order of that. It's the only way God does it. The words are in the Bible, but he scattered them in different places. And
you
need to gather them and order them in their order.
And you
get the meaning of those words.
There's
no other dictionary can interpret the Bible. The Bible is its own dictionary. Now the problem is one. He's brought water.
He's
come from the well, he's brought water. He's gone on a well with a jerrican. He went on the well with a jerrican and brought water. He's rather disordered in the word. Now, it's what
he says.
God gets a word and makes it a bit crooked. Who of us can sit down?
It
begins to join it up. That's the problem you find in the word God is seal. He's made it a bit crooked a little. You know when I taught you to know that? You order this sentence to come out clear. Join up these words to bring out the meaning.
Same Biaona, isn't it?
You end with isn't it? See what she did. on the problem to join the center. For now, it's God telling you. When he opened the third seal, now you read Revelation 6, verse 5. I saw one of the four living creatures, and where do they live even? That too is away from you. For he said, I saw. It's like someone telling you, when he opened the seal, and I saw a teacher teaching. He was where? At the school. Where? Now, what I try to bring is this. When he opened up the seal, and I saw a farmer plowing the ground, where was he? Let's go in the language. Is God teaching us to prophets?
Ngabu yayogera muisana
munana. Spoken Isaiah 14:17.
Yenze mukama abayigirizo.
I have God teaching you to prophets.
Eh?
Are we together?
Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus.
Okay, buya wembu akabonera.
When he opened up the seal,
nina bemotoka,
and I saw a car.
Ngetambula,
and it is moving. It was moving. Is that it has feet? That means someone was driving it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When he tells you Revelation 6, verse 5 and
6,
when he opened up the seal, and I saw the living creature, where does that living creature live? When we reach, see the living creature responsible of death, responsible of seven
crucifixions,
we reach on that, and it's a seal which needs to be known. That the creature called me, come. That means the place where it was, it was where we were. Those who want to understand the Bible, we read it like that.
You know,
after us, the John they called, he was where? That he saw. We called him, come, I show you. And I went. And it showed me. I saw the horse. A black horse. And the one sitting on it, he was given the scales. Who gave the forge? In which place?
And
he directed him go to destroy. Take away this and that. Those are taken away. Where are they formed?
Yes, we have
raised
Jesus.
That's what God told you here. When he passes the Holy Spirit, that who can interpret? And who can straighten that which God has made crooked? And how can you do that? Let's repeat verse 13 we hear. Ecclesiastes 7 from verse 13.
Lowozo mulimu gwa Katonda. Kubanga ani ayiza okulungamya ekyo yeche yanyola. Olunyole 14. Osanyukiranga kulunaku olw'okulabiramu omukisa. Ani ayiza okulungamya Katonda kye yanyola.
Who can straighten what God has made crooked?
Ekyo kye tuyita ekiri mu siru mu.
That's what we call it's having a seal.
Manye mvumbo ki?
You know, a seal is not something. In the kingdom of God, it is not a cover. It's just twisted in the name. And
the
Lord order it to give me its meaning. If you want to come teach the word of God, don't know the ways he joins up the word. Don't know how to connect spiritual things with spiritual truth. It's very hard to interpret those
things.
No matter how much you learn
it.
These who wrote some of these magazines, some of them are doctors. Because there I saw a doctor.
Doctor Links, my vichy.
Doctor something. Now, that's not the wisdom which interprets the Bible. No. It needs the Spirit of God to interpret that which God has twisted a little. For the word seal is not physical thing.
Something
tangible you can touch with your hand.
That
you can take it off. It means that thing.
Sentence.
The sentence has been twisted a little and the first is been made last. And you need to join it up and order the sentence. Oh.
Sentence you might do nothing at the wedding.
That sentence they put it, but it's not finished.
Manyera mukusoma tubera ne sentences.
You know, in studying, give us such sentences.
Omulenzi ayambala ensawo erimu ebitabo.
The boy closed the bag with books and he went on. You can put.
Nagenda ku university.
And he went to university. You went to school. You finished the sentence.
Upon
you to know where you get what you have to join up to finish the sentence. Imagine the boy put books in his bag. And he closed it and went. And you put, he went to the garden. Put, he went to the garden. The boy. He clothed his bag of books, and he clothed his uniform and he went. Finish the sentence. And you finished saying. And he went to play matatu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
you say he went to the garden.
They
tell you, got the hole.
Now,
let God teach us to profit.
Now,
when he speaks with us, Isaiah 29, and he speaks of these seals.
He says,
when you look at the book like this, and you read in it, but because he changed the meaning in the
title,
or the sentence wasn't finished,
or
he began it where it's not supposed to be, and he told you, order the sentence. That's where the problem comes that you cannot understand. There he tells you, ask for my spirit.
And I will draw
you to understand my words.
Isaiah 29 from verses 9. Naye sina mwenge. Batagata, naye sina kitamiiza. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. Kubanga Mukama afuse kumu omwoyo ogw'otulo otungi. Era azibye amaaso gammwe, bannabbi, n'emitwe gyammwe. Bannabbi, n'emitwe gyammwe. Abalaguzi, agibiseeko.
Kakati ekiseera kituuka.
A time reaches.
Abantu batandikiriza mpola okwonooneka.
People gradually begin to get corrupted.
Remember,
I told you Isaiah 29,
9,
that if it is get corrupted, let them go deeper to get corrupted more. Verse 10 is saying God's put upon them the spirit of truth, the spirit of sleep. And the priests and the prophets, and they are going to read the word of God. And
it
is no more understandable their way. And they don't know how to join it to bring the meaning out. Like in this moment, and we take off the seals to understand the type of horse and the chariots. Truly, someone has no way to join that up. And they are in the spirit of sleep, of not understanding. And they fake words.
And
explain as their unspiritual wisdom is. The wisdom is spiritual of Satan.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Now, the situation there, after thinking in deceiving the world, and interpreting words as you want, God asks you deeper in ignorance. And you begin to speak words, and they have no meaning, and they are shameful. The day it comes out, it means you're going to get ashamed.
So can I
leaves you and you think it's intentional.
No,
and you read John 3, 16.
Okay, you can start to
John 3:3.
And
Nicodemus moved in the night.
Then
you come into
Nicodemus.
And you are the Nicodemus. Now I want to tell you.
So now,
read there.
Yohana 7,
John 3,
onyorokona.
Verse 4.
Naamugamu kama wangu.
And he told him, my master,
teria inga kora bino kujia kwa katonda alinai.
These miracles, except God is with him.
Yesu naamudamu.
Jesus answered him,
tosobora.
You cannot
enter
the kingdom of God
okujia kongo soso kuzari mundi
ogoku. Except you've gotten born again
omoyo na amazi.
By spirit and water.
Business yo.
Your business is going to get born again.
Orengera.
You see?
Wali bagamba business.
When they speaking of the business there.
Ati mutandika okusiriwala bulungi nyo nga mwesimira yo ddala nga mwonooneka.
As you get more corrupted.
Nga naye bwabongera yo mukubulira ddala mu mwoyo gw'otulo.
Moves you deeper in the spirit of sleep.
Ekivaamu ng'ozuula.
What happens you discover?
Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel 37.
Amagumba mu kiwonvu.
The bones in the valley.
Amagumba ago.
Those bones.
Yegwe.
It's you.
Yes,
it's your pocket.
Yes,
it's your saucepan. As we finish down, it says, the bones are the children of Israel. Now you move on sinking deep in corruption.
In
twisting and perverting the word of God. People would have brought in the light of understanding. To twist, put it in your things you want. That's what happened in the interpretation of the seven seals.
And
the interpretation of the horses.
Or
the type of horse and the chariot. Of the seven groups of angels.
These
had already slept much sleep of the spiritual
world.
And they had no spirit of God. To awaken their mind. That they can bring what the light of understanding. When God brought us the journey of heaven, that moved in the Bible. That
he
can bring for us book of remembrance. All things how they are meant to be. How are they interpreted? How can you take off the seal? Understand type of horse and the chariot. Of the seven groups of angels. It moves in Isaiah saying.
Isaiah 29
verse 11.
N'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ebigambo eby'omu kitabo ekisibwako akabonero. Abantu kye bawa omuntu eyayigirizibwa nga boogera nti, soma kino nkwegayiridde. N'ayogera nti, siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bawe yasoma Bible college zonna na universities zonna.
The one who went to Bible universities and Bible colleges.
Ngamba tuvunulire
kigambe. And he interpret us this word.
Mukubikuli besule yo kutana.
The revelation
sule yo mukaka.
6.
Onyoro kutana lo mukaka.
Verse 5 and 6.
Yabembura akabonero.
When he opened up the seal.
Nenda beekiramu ekimukubiramu ebina.
One of the following creatures.
Soko tunyo ebiramu biberamu.
You explain us where
to live. Orono wasoma mu university.
Now you went to Bible University.
Ebiramu
living creatures.
Okay. Tujja kubinonyereza ko research.
Research about them.
Ne chimpita ntijangu.
And it called me that come.
Nendaba.
And I saw.
Eralaba.
And behold.
Atudde ku barasi
nzimba. One seated on a black horse.
Na yobe bipimo.
It was given measurements.
Uyo yani mu byawo.
Who is that one?
Wasoma ati Bible College Muganda.
Started Bible College.
Wasoma Bible University.
Started Bible University.
Umanyi.
You know.
Kakati ya otanika. Umanyi kare nzimba.
You say the black color.
Yotegeza chizikisha.
It means darkness.
Ya wandike bwa.
Where is it written?
Kakati oyo malaiko.
Now that angel.
Obakale ndoza jituddeko kubanga ndoza tusana mutegera ni malaiko.
See that on it, maybe you cannot even know he's an angel.
Atichirabika.
Now it means.
Oyo alete ndaluzi.
That one chizikisha. Brings wars, that is darkness.
Omanye bi obiri mukatabu
kwa. You know, those are in the book we are having. Umabuta
uwezi jemba somera somera.
These books I've read for you.
Ninga mutufu tasobula kugenda kuvunga.
But he cannot go interpret.
Kubanga ekigambo ekyo kinyoleddwa mu katono.
Oh, that word is twisted a little.
Erabika okuba statement oba sentence teyaggwayo.
Maybe the sentence wasn't finished.
Naye nga mukutaggwayo bwayo.
But it's not being finished.
Ate ayina gye yateeka ekigambo
ekyo. Where he put the same word in the scriptures. which finish up this. Pick them out and join them together. Get their full light, which is clear. That's what he says, it's command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little and there a little.
Picking or statement is
join all statements and order them.
And
you get out the light. In this temple, if you've not gone back to the wisdom of God, the wisdom in the word, to repent before the Spirit of God,
it
helps you to join up these words.
You're
going to end up deceiving all your days.
The
day of the Lord Jesus, when it will come,
you will
tell him we preach the gospel in your name. He will tell you, I've never known of you. Go from here. You were deceiving. Yet you stand and read in the scripture. And you explained what you wanted. And you were not brought in the wisdom of God. That's why it preaches that those not learned in the Bible college and them to hang out there and they give them a book to tell them
friends.
Who will help understand this book? Let's read and we hear. Isaiah chapter 29 verses 12.
Nayogera nti siyigirizibwanga.
The one
is not learned, you say, I didn't go to Bible college, leave me. I don't understand.
Those
who went to Bible college, we expected them to explain us.
Isaiah 29 verse 13.
Mukama
nayogera nti kubanga abantu bano bansemberera ne bazisamu ekitiibwa kya Mukama. Kya mukamwa kaabwe era kya ku mimwa gyabwe naye omutima gwabwe baguntadde wala n'okukyuka kwabwe kiragiro ky'abantu kye bayigirizibwa
babeereyo nga beesomesa bye baagala manyi oli okugamba kakati okusinzira ku
according to
theory
according to theory
ez'obwengula
of the space
ekintu ekyo
ekyandikibwa
ekyo kitegeeza
bwe scripture means this.
And they
teach in the human wisdom.
And
they say, go to into things. You explain your things you want. Not in the wisdom of God. What he will ask you, where did you study that from? That's why he speaks, those who will know much will be asked much.
And
those who will know few, they will be asked few.
Even
if you don't know of them almost. For the way you know them is twisted even. You see in heaven you have a
form
which says your structure is not yet finished in heaven. Where did you read that? You contend with your creator. He speaks in John 14.
But
in my father's house there are many mansions. For you
got
the wisdom of human commands. Isaiah 29 verse 14.
Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero n'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kwa bakabaka baabwe kulikwekebwa. 15. Zibasanze abo abakka ennyo wansi okweka Mukama okuteesa kwabwe n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. 16. Muvundikira ddala ebintu omubumbi bali mwenkanye bbumba ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera ku oyo eyakikola nti teyankola.
Olidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens.
Katonda agambye yagenda bakolamu omulimu ogwewunyisanga bwe yagutandika.
God says he's going to do an astounding work in them.
Ng'ayita mu mulembe guno
ogw'omulimu
ogwa Katonda okujjula.
This new generation with the full knowledge
asanyewo amagezigezi
abo. He will display the wisdom of the wise. If it's not the word of God, everything is going to be destroyed. Because they go down deep. They turn them upside down. And they give you a meaning which is not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If they believe and accept Proverbs
1:23,
he speaks if we accept his rebuke.
He
would have poured upon us his Holy Spirit. And he will draw us understand his word. It's a time to hold tight on the Holy Spirit.
You know,
held tight on Bible colleges and Bible universities. And you thought they were to bring you understanding. And you forgot the Spirit of God. He who gathered the words of the book. And he who twisted them a little. And he
will
never finish the sentence.
I want to
elsewhere.
Moved
on joining them from the different scriptures. He alone knows how we can bring you understanding. You cannot meditate upon it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
needs you to stand in the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he says, when he's in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
that
we need these things remain be taught in wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
But
that's impossible without him himself, the Holy Spirit, to be able to take off the seals, to understand the word of God, mostly in this time. The type of horse and chariot of the seven groups of angels. Those who have been confusing many nations. And they are lacked understanding. For not being taught by God. And not knowing how the word of God is joined. To bring the understanding. He speaks and he says this.
Abakolise chisoka esule yokubiri. First
Corinthians chapter 2 from verse
1.
First Corinthians
chapter 2 from verse 12.
Na yefe, tetuawe wa moyo gwansi. Wabula omoyo guveri katonda. Tulioke tutegere katonda vya tu wubu wa. Olinyiru kuminesatu. Noko gira tuo girebio, simu bigambo ama gezi gavantu. Bigayigiriza. Wabula omwoyo byayigiriza. Bwe tugerageranya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti bwe kwegamba n'okwogera tutuuka nga bwe tuba tuwogera.
Tuwulira
enjiri.
Tusomesa.
Tusumba.
We pastor.
Tetubyogera nga bwe twetaaga.
Pick them as we want.
So first, you
are not given the spirit of the world. We shall connect them with human wisdom of the world. No. Given a spirit from the Father. He tells us what God freely gives us. And speaking this
thing,
we speak those. Not human wisdom. But what the Spirit teaches. As we connect spiritual things with spiritual truth. You accept the Holy Spirit, remain the one to explain
it.
Though you stand as a vessel who works together with Him. Can you remain, leave him explain? And if not, involve your wisdom. And the Spirit himself teaches. And you yourself, you feel, is the one teaching. And join spiritual things with the spiritual truth. Does it compare? The black horses of the world, they blink so much. Now there, not like that. You can go in the spirit of things with spiritual truth. Meaning of that word gospel. It means you join the spirit of things. Every time you live, the spirit teaching is wisdom. The words of the Holy Scriptures is the spirit. How to prove things you bring half scriptures. joined up a word upon a word. When he speaks with us, Isaiah 63,
verse 63,
speaks the word, he tells us their spirits. Let's read on here.
Yokana esure yomukaga noru nyiriri oruinkaga mwisatu.
John 6:63.
Kamba. Yokana esura ya mukaga oruinkaga wankaga mwisatu.
John 6:63.
Omwoyo gwe guleeta obulamu. Omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo gwe bulamu.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Engeri yokugatta.
The way of joining.
Ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
Spiritual things with
you. Era nawe mundamu gwe olire nti omwoyo kati yayigiriza.
Inside you, he filled the spirit is the one teaching.
Era asigadde magezi agali mu kigambo
kye. Remained in the wisdom in the spirit's word.
Ebigambo byonna ebyawandiikwa gwe mwoyo.
All the words written in the Bible is the spirit.
Era ojja muwulira ng'akulukuta asikayo ekyandikira.
Yeah, he flow pull out another scripture.
Asikayo ekirala akigatta.
Pulls another to join it on this
one. Areeta omusana.
Brings the light.
He
orders the scriptures.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Now we know Sukala.
And you to remain proving and confirming the spirit
is
teaching together with me. And
it's
revealing the
sin.
You feel it is being taken off.
You
feel no failure has been involved.
Your mind
is not, your brain is not stuck. You know, there are times you feel it. And you feel your brains are stuck yourself. You don't know where the thing ends. For example, they say,
Somesa kurusuku Eden.
Teach about the Garden of Eden.
Ha!
My God. Genesis.
No,
you read it well.
Now,
where was the garden?
When
you move on, you're stuck at that point. And you begin to say, Eden was phased out.
Now,
according to the river Euphrates, it's right at the Israel border. Tigris is also around
Iraq
side
Syria.
And Syria.
Hmm?
Now the cherubim put on the way, where are they? They put cherubim on the way, the way to the tree. You can get stuck to join up things. And you feel the spirit is not
being
for his lack of scriptures.
The
spirit doesn't just speak in the air. And I tell them,
Eden
is on this world. You bring scriptures to prove if it's on the world.
Even
if the space will give you scriptures to show that. Just words and it speaks what he wants.
The
Bible says the Spirit never speaks what he wants. He first hears from the Father and he gives us.
Just
wake up, speak things not there. Now, what is this?
To
join up spiritual things with spiritual
things.
You remain the Spirit teaching. And you are workers with him. But he never uses any person. You work with him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Now, as we give you the seal,
we
are being told how can we take off the seal to understand the type of horse and chariot. This day we are majorly going to check the black horse.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
First
been given
the
different criteria as you pass through.
Therefore, interpreting
the words of God.
And
twisted them, you can join them up
in their order.
This way he tells you first. It is not good to rush in the spirit. Have you ever rushed in the spirit? Let's check that. The Holy Spirit can give you one word, and it's not
complete.
It says, "Given me fullness."
No, Papa.
And you rush.
No,
you speak them when they are not complete, and it gives up on you.
When it gives up,
you can begin speaking the right.
You
reach down there. You speak wrong things. It's not good to rush in the spirit. If you rush over things not clear that you're going to explain.
Because
you can front fast. And the one coming behind you will explain it clear. And you explain the wrong ones. And you just had the Spirit tell you, we are going to take off the seal. And he says, give me all wisdom. I'm going to take them off. You end up doing your own things.
You have
not done what the Holy Spirit wants. And
you have
not worked with him to take off the seal, to bring the understanding. It's good to take time, be with the Spirit. And you don't rush in the Spirit. Let's look in Ecclesiastes.
What is Ecclesiastes 7:8.
The word of God or anything you're doing. When you begin to read the word of God, read it, see where it ends. You may pick out one thing. Get out one word and you think you've gotten the meaning. You research of the thing, know it to its end. When you begin and get heated up, and you forget there's none other who can bring the end, which has the light shining much. The light turns in all you did, which is not perfect. You know, when we take off the seven seals to see the type of horse and chariot, we have been careful you to see that. The Holy Spirit has given us that power. If you look, the men who took off the seals, took a few words from a few lines to explain the seals. And they said this one has explained what in four lines.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you have to be careful. Let's finish with here. Ecclesiastes 7:8. It is so good. You get to be patient in the spirit. Get explained, you sit in the castles of God's word. And you bring them as they are. You know the journey of heaven, which was moved in the Bible for 7 years. Some people ask why it took 7 years.
We
had to look at the beginning of the word to its end.
And
patient in spirit. Rush in the spirit, I've understood God, let me go. I've gone to tell them.
Bring
there and you understood a portion. And you begin to speak halves.
I didn't know.
If you speak halves and they are right, at least that is better. You may speak halves and they are all wrong.
When
he speaks, you're young.
As
I was young, I spoke things of the young. And I spoke those. But when the fullness came, and the half is faced out.
So
now in the new generation, with the full knowledge of God, we bring things from their beginning to their end. We bring the word of God to understand it right from its beginning and to its end. Till it's brought the full knowledge.
And
the glory of God is as it is. That's why we get different headings, take long on
them. Light,
tend of light till it's lightened, it's full. The light of the word of God. Now you get to be careful not to rush in the spirit. Today you may have seen yourself in
life,
but learning is still moving on.
Amen.
You may run with only a bunch and you leave a field of the banana fields. Have you understood it? Now many interpreted here. But they did tell us beginning and end of those words. They rushed much in spirit. God had called them.
And
he was ready to explain to them all the words to their end. But rushing in spirit, God has sent me to begin a ministry. God has just called you. Not stuck in the castles of his words to analyze them. Why do you rush to
God?
Who are you to minister to? For
one
you minister with, you leave him behind and go out struggle.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
So,
what we try to bring to you, and you fulfill Jeremiah 23 in verses 18. Let's read there and we hear.
Jeremiah 23:18. Kubanga ani yali ayimiridde, Mukama wateseze ebigambo. Ategeere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani eyali yetegereza ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira. Olunyole 19. Laba, kibuyaga wa Mukama kye kiruyi kye. Afulumye weewaawo, kibuyaga omungi. Aliko ku mutwe gwaba.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Told
you ever sat in the councils of God's word and analyzed them and he marked them well and they understood them.
For
refusing to sit in the councils of God's word and we run quick caused us to fail to bring understanding on the world. The light of God's word has meant to be and it's caused us to explain words when they are twisted upside down. They end up fighting God's counsel. Look at this horse and I will explain them. Truly you wonder. God too has an understanding which is in his word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he moves on to tell you in Jeremiah that the wrath of God come out on every false thing.
They're
twisted and spoken different. And didn't bring meanings of those words.
Jeremiah 23:20.
That is the problem.
Days,
the latter days.
You don't
know it in the latter days. Someone has been receiving you all through. That means in the latter days it's possible.
It
angers for many have already fallen in hell by then.
In
the latter days you will
realize
I did send those people. I did send those prophets. I did send to interpret them.
Sat
in the castles of my words.
And
analyzed to know my words.
But
they ran quick. God has sent me. You know there's something wrong. God calls you.
Yokana.
John.
Jangu.
Come here. Let me come.
Antumye.
He has sent me.
Angambye.
He has told
me.
Give me 40 bags of rice.
No,
and the sugar.
And
put on jerrycans of oil.
Hey, Dad.
Father.
Baby no mbiresh.
I've brought them.
Wanagu.
My, you child.
Do you Oina, have
an understanding?
Nakuyishe,
I called you. Did I send you? Many have done like that. If they have treated things not explained well, and they're not in the wisdom of God, the wisdom in the world.
Jeremiah
23:22. Jeremiah 23:21.
Naye ne badduka nambiro sayogera nabo naye ne balagula olwabiri mu ebbiri naye singa bayimirira mu kuteesa kwange kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange era bandikyusizza era bandi bakyusizza okuleka ekkubo lyabwe bbi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Akugambye.
He's told you.
Yatuma bannabbi abo.
He didn't send those prophets.
Bone bafuka tukambiro.
And they ran quick.
He
didn't speak with them. And he spoke.
Come on,
God has told us. And if
you
want to prove that I didn't send them, they are starting the counsels of my
word.
People understand my word. Don't want them speaking their wisdom.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. But all that, the Holy Spirit was in
Ecclesiastes.
He said there are many things he tried to search
about
that may bring wisdom and understanding. Discovered if you don't join a word on the word, what we call scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. It is hard to bring wisdom of the word of God. But say if you join a word on the word, it's possible to bring the wisdom of God. The wisdom in the word. Ecclesiastes 7. Verse 23.
Ecclesiastes 7:24. Wakolimira abalala olabiri musatu ebyo byonna nabikema lwa magezi nayogera nti ndi bamugezi gezi nende gambeera wala
yagamba mbulizi muntu kuvagamba.
The Holy Spirit says
kitufu amagezi tumanyi gali ku moyo mutu kufu.
Truly we know wisdom is on the Holy Spirit, but it is branch according to his right hand.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. But when he spoke through the King Solomon, he showed him that wisdom is not something you attach yourself.
You may
claim you have it and it hides from you when it expects pride to be in you. You may want to be revealed of God's word, and it hides itself from you, and it expects you to act stubborn on it. You may sell it to others.
Tell them this service
of 10,000 or 100,000, 1 million shillings to sit in it. There is one man, I think he came from America. He was brought by these men of the Miracle Center. Who remember that man? They brought him to speak words of wisdom. You may want wisdom and you rather speak foolishness. For wisdom is in the word of God. And if you reject it, you may speak the wisdom which is unspiritual, that which is of Satan.
He
speaks in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 7:24.
ekiriwo kiri wala era kigenda wansi nnyo
nti ekigambo ekyo ky'obeera osomako ggwe
that word you read of
omanyi oyinza osoma kalinga ku bikulu bya mukaaga
you may read like Revelation 6
olwokutaano
verse 5
olwomukaaga
and 6
n'obimbula kabonero
open the seal
olaba ekimu ku biramu ebina
you see one of the living creatures
ngakiyita yoka
and it calls John
nekimulaga
and it showed him
era laba ali ku mbalaasi
the one on the horse
ezirugavu
a black horse
awereddwa ebipimo
given the scales
ndi kigambo ekyo kyolaba atudde ku mbalaasi
that what you see the one on the black horse
nawe bwe ebipimo
given scales
okisoma ono nga kigenda wala
read it there but it goes far
singa bw'otunako bwo
not as you look at it there like that
we know kunonyeza gye kigende
wa have to research the far it goes
neto subula kikulanga togasse kigambo ku kigambo
do it without joining the word on the word
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kiba kigenda walo kusinga bw'okirobozi.
Go far beyond what you think of.
Abasinga osobola okulaba kala.
Most people you may see the color.
Yembalasi.
Of the horse.
N'otandika olowoolereza.
And you begin to imagine.
Eh, bozi kale nzirugavu. Bozi bagamba sitani muddugavu.
They say the devil is black.
Kira bigembalasi sitani yatuddeko.
This horse Satan is seated on it.
Kwika mutandika okulanga olowooza ebintu
ku ngulu. You begin to think things.
Obirowoleza ku ngulu.
On the surface.
Atusobola bigenda wala.
If you can't go deeper in it.
Ayizo kuyamba kugende wala wekigambo.
One who can help you go far in that word.
Alina kuba moyo mutukufu.
Must be the Holy Spirit.
Bwana yabaya kunganya kigambo
ekyo. One who gathered that word.
Bwatugamba mu Isaiah 3:16.
Isaiah 34:16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Look in the book of the Lord.
Musome.
And read.
Kubanga moyo wa Katonda.
The Spirit of God.
Ye yakunganya.
The one who gathered.
Era yabikubira akalulu.
And he allotted them.
Ebibyanu kwabyola bibera no bululu bwabyo.
Scriptures have allotments for them.
Kino okironda no kigatta.
That this one you pick it to join it on this one.
Bibera no bululu.
They have their lots.
Katumaliyo mubulizi.
Mubulizi sule yo musanvu no lunyiriri olwabiri mwenye.
Ecclesiastes 7:24.
Ekiriwo kiri wala era kigenda wansi nnyo. Ani ayinza okukikebera.
Kinaye ekintu ekyo.
That thing.
Kyolaba ko kyosoma.
Which you see and read of.
Obyawandikibwa
in the scriptures.
Kigenda wala.
It goes far.
Era ani ayinza okukikebera.
Who can discover and check it?
Okukebera kuno kwe kujja ko siba oba okukebera.
Checking is to take off the seal.
Okukebera era ddala otegeerere ddala.
Out to understand.
Amakulu agali mu kigambo kino
kiki? Meaning in this word.
Mukama ategeeza ki?
What is God meaning?
Katuleko ateesize ebigambo.
Let me sit in this counsel of his word.
Bwanga bwaba ateesa ebigambo.
When he counsels his
word. Agatta ekigambo ku kigambo.
Joins the word on the word.
N'aleeta amakulu.
And he brings the meaning.
Omubulizi esule yo musango no runyiriri olwabiri mwetano
Ecclesiastes 7:25
Nachuka omutima gwange negunka kasa okumanyanga nokwekenenyanga nokunyonyola ti nokunonyanga amagezi nensonga zebigambo
nanga banaye nageza ko ningamba kakati kende nokora kyezi
kyezi one to do is one
Njagara nonye nchosomutima gwa.
Turn my heart.
Vemu malala ni dalu.
I shift from stubbornness to pride.
Iliyo kufumitiriza fumitiriza bita
tegiri. Meditating things not clear.
Ndandike.
I begin.
Okwekenenyaga.
Research out.
Okunonyereza nga ensonga.
Research the issue.
Ezebigambo.
Of things.
Tudire mu kolonyeri olwo.
Mubulize sule yo musavu olunyiri 25.
Ecclesiastes 7:25.
Nachuka. Omutima gwange. Nengu kakasa okumanyanga. Nokwekenenyanga. Nokunonyanga amagezi nensonga zebigambo. Nokumanyanga ngobubi obubi busirusiru. Era ngobusirusiru dalu.
Yesu yebozibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atoka nagamba naye banango obutamanya osobola okubamula ruga byogera tubitegeke.
Ignorance can make you mad and you speak what you don't understand.
Obato wadde yokunoja bintu byansonga.
If you don't give up sick things of reason.
Okugatta ekigambo n'ekigambo.
You join a word on the
word. Oyinza okumalizanga byogera oli mulalu.
You may end what you speak your mad.
Bakutebereza.
Now imagine.
Abantu abakula siru zino.
People open these seals.
Abamu kati tumiza okugamba balalu.
Some of them we can say almost they are mad.
Uruko ogere bitali
for speaking what is not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kasitonda niko kogere bintu nga biri mbusiru.
If you begin speak things in fury,
umageza ago buzalwa na gasita.
Wisdom which is of the devil.
Agogero wako mu Yakobo sura iyo kota.
Spoken of in James chapter 3.
Yakobo sura ya 7.
James chapter 3.
17 noko kwera.
13 to down.
Utandika kubanga mutufu uri mulalo.
Begin to appear mad. things not connected to the kingdom of God. You're preaching it, you fail mad, you're mad. You may come and you claim you have the anointing, the financial anointing.
But you have
demons making money.
That's
in Acts 16:16-25. You were a mad person with demons. Those think they have not checked yet your madness. As I give you samples of those. This one spoke this on the black horse.
International Gospel what?
This magazine is of them.
International Everlasting Gospel Mission.
International Everlasting Gospel Mission. They are the one who wrote this magazine. They wrote about the black horse like this.
The black horse shall threaten the essence of mankind, existence of mankind. It is the force which shall seize economic dominion
can,
over all the world.
Due
to the chaos resulting from the wars, the chaos resulting from all the wars.
Have you heard how they interpreted the black holes? When you tell someone, not been able to check out the words, as the wisdom of the word is, the word of God.
And
what they speak of is of the mad people. Let me get this other book I read it.
Of,
the title is The Second Coming of the Lord Jesus. The Second Coming of the Lord Jesus.
Pastor Tom
Mwagerwa. Let me read you of the black horse. The third seal. Revelation 6:5-6. When he opened the third seal,
and I heard
the third living creature speak that come, and I saw, behold, the black horse, the one who sat on it, he had a skull in his hand, and I heard a voice between the four living creatures, and it spoke, a quarter of barley is of denarius. Let's get the meaning. On this horse, the black horse, the horse rider is come with the scales or measurements in his hands. And he says that the quarter of barley of the denarius, and don't destroy the oil and the wine. This means that the great famine, and that one, it's the situation which follows after the wars.
Now,
that one is the one seated on the black horse. This scripture comes to pass upon them. Ecclesiastes 7:25. And he says this. Wickedness is foolishness. And foolishness becomes madness. Praise the name of the Lord. The challenge which is, people when they read the Bible, Praise the name of the Lord. The challenge which is, people when they are reading the Bible, they cannot connect in what was, what is, or what is going to come. There is someone I was preaching about the rapture. And they had a parallel like this. And they say, after the rapture will happen, Satan will be released for 1,000 years. The people who remained in the 1,000 years, there were going to be great tribulations. Those spoken revelations, they stand to fall. Praise the Lord. And he says, those people who saved their life with their blood. Now you may look at people like those, and the way they read the Bible, you can't separate whether this is of seasons ahead or this one happened, but they join both of them and they end up falling.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's what he requested us.
What is his name?
To sit in the councils of God's words, and we analyze them, and we mark them. For the brethren, Pastor Mujibi spoke all. One of the last is the wrong thing he spoke. Which shows the wrongness of all statements that they will save themselves with their blood. There is no blood which can save except the blood of Jesus. That's what's spoken in Hebrews 10. Sacrifice and other offerings, they never wanted them.
And
Jesus came in the scroll written over him. And the Bible says,
he
gave himself once to cleanse all who believe.
And
no second time will give himself. Hebrews 6 says, if you dare fall, you will not restore Christ to die for you the second time. You await for judgment. Now, those happen in the people. But what can help us? He speaks in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes
7:27.
And he says, you handle things like this to understand. Ecclesiastes 7:27.
It's
one thing to do. This is what I saw. You put a word on the word to let and get the reason of
this.
That's Isaiah 28:9-13. It is command by command. And the command by command. Go and above commands. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Go and above scriptures. Here a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament. From the different chapters of the book, the Bible. That is what the Holy Spirit does.
Speaks
of written Isaiah 34:16 and 17. Look in the book of the Lord and reads. None of it will lack its mate. It will never miss its mate. For the mouth of the Lord commanded, and the Holy Spirit gathered. And he allotted them that this one will go with the other, and this one will be joined on this one. In the spirit
summary,
Revelation 6,
I'm
to give you a sample
that
like in 3 minutes. Let's use them well. Revelation 6, concerning the black horse, the one seated on it with scales. Revelation 6, verse 5.
Boya, boya bimbula kabonera kokusatu. Nempulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba. Embalasi enzirugavu neyali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe. Olinnya olw'omukaaga. Nempulira ng'eddoboozi wakati w'ebiramu ebina nga lyogera nti ekiyi ky'eŋŋaano kya dinaali n'ebiyi bisatu ebya sayiri bya dinaali. Amafuta n'omwenge so tobyonoona.
Amafuta n'omubisi. Nze sirabangayo mubisi omwenge gubeera wali eri mu mugonde. Wagusinganako dipo y'omwenge ng'ezi eri mu ttaka. Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bugande amafuta n'omwenge.
When you set the oil and the wine don't destroy.
Oyosinganyo ekidiba ky'omwenge.
Have you found a depot of alcohol there?
Kitumanyi nti omubisi gw'oguli mu bintu ebyenjawulo.
You know wine is in different forms.
Waliyo ogw'enjuki.
There is that
honey.
Waliyo
ogubeera mu muziki, muzi apple.
There is the one in the
obutunda.
In the passion fruits.
Mubeeramu omubisi.
There is juice in there.
N'ebintu ebirala.
And the many things.
Naye kisinga byonna.
But most of all,
totunulidde atudde ku balasi.
We look the one sitting on the black horse.
Enzirugavu. N'ebigera byalina.
And the scales he holds.
Bw'oyagala okumuvunula nga bw'oyagala.
If you want to interpret him the way you want,
tosobola kufuna makulu ge.
You can't get his meaning.
Naye bw'oba otunuulidde.
But if you look at,
bw'ogasa ekigambo ku kigambo.
You're in the word on the word.
Malayika oyo alabika emirundi mingi mbyawandiika.
That angel appears many times in scriptures.
Obikulirwa essuula ekkumi n'emu.
Revelations 11.
Eyogera ku bigera by'alina.
Speaks of the scales he holds.
Ng'alabika emirundi mingi ng'akola ebigera eby'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. He appears many times making measurements of the kingdom of God.
Bw'ogamba nti ng'alina ebigera.
If you say has measurements. He doesn't have a scale with himself. Many things are in those measurements. Now Revelations, they speak of the reeds, which measures. You call them the tape measures. Tape measures.
Tape measure. Zirevo. Nebirada. Kubikuliwa. Kubikuliwa sule ye kuminemu. Nolu nyiri olisoka.
Revelations 11 verse
1. Nempebo olumuli olufanana ngo muggo. Malaika ngayogera nti golokoka ogere yekalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika webi pimo.
The angel of the scales.
Oyo kenyini kutwabe kubalasi ezirugavu. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Malaika ono webi pimo.
The angel of the scales.
Kutwabe kubalasi
ezirugavu. The one we see on the black horse.
Awadde omuweereza yokaze ekipima.
The servant John a measuring rod.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Namugamba n'ekyo kye nkuwadde.
He told him what I've given you.
Kisobola okubala abantu okupima ekifo kino Yerusalemu eky'omu.
And measure the place Jerusalem of heaven.
Ate ne kibala n'abantu abasinziza.
Count those who worship within it.
Todda wali mbonyiga bw'otyo.
You don't be there to press.
Osettinga kisettinge.
You just set it.
Okitunuza mu kibuga.
And you point it in the city.
Ekikuwa buli namba kulya buli ali omwo.
That's you whoever is in the city.
Na kifo ki wabeera ali.
What place they are.
Ne kibala ekibuga kyonna nga bwe kyenkana.
Count the size of the entire city.
Kwegamba twogera ku malayika alina ebigera.
When you speak angels with the measurements.
Abeera n'ebipimo bya Mukama.
Yes, the measurements of God.
So si kugamba nti y'oyo agenda okuleeta entalo.
Not that is going to bring the wars.
Ng'abalayi bamwogeddeko.
Like others speak of him.
Kati mu Zakariya.
Now in Zakariya.
Esula ey'okubiri.
Zakariya chapter 2.
Bongera okumwogerako.
They speak more of him.
Kuluno mu mubiko ebyo byalina mu bigera bye.
This time in what he holds in his measurements.
Kuluno ate yajja namuguwa.
This time he came with a rope.
Kuno muguwa ng'agenda kupima.
He was going to measure.
Yesu gino emiguwa gino ejja.
Not the physical ropes.
Emiguwa egy'omunsi y'omwoyo. Osobola okusika okuvaano paka ensi gy'ekoma.
Spiritual measuring line which can measure the entire world.
Ogulagiriza ne kugenda nga kugyetooloola.
You direct it, rotate the entire
world. Oyimiridde wamu.
As you stand in one place.
Katusome Zakariya esula yaakubiri.
Zakariya esula eyookubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Zakariya chapter 2 verses 1.
Ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunuulira era laba. Omuntu ng'alina omugwa ogugera mu ngalo ze. Olunya olw'okubiri. Ne njogera nti ogenda waggwe. N'aŋŋamba nti okugera Yerusaalemi ndabe obugazi bwakyo bwe buli n'obuwanvu bwakyo bwe buli. Olunya olw'okusatu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Omuweereza olunabbi Zakariya.
The servant prophet Zakariya.
alaba malaika w'ebipimo w'ebipimo
angel of the scales
oli gwe tulabye mu Zakariya mu kubikulu by'essuula eri ey'omukaaga
the one we saw in Revelation 6
onyolwookutanula omukaaga
verse 5 and 6
malaika atambulira ku mbalasi enziruga
angel moving on the black horse
ng'alina ebipimo
and he has the scales
oluno bamulabye n'amuguwa
this time they've shown him with the measuring rod
n'omubuuza ogenda kukozesa
they ask him to use it for what
ngenda kupima Yerusalemu
I'm to measure, going to measure Jerusalem
ndaba obuwanvu
I see its length
n'obugazi
and its width
tugamba olina okwongera otegeera
you must understand
nti omuntu ono bamale kwenda batudde ku mbalasi ng'alina ebigera ebigera bye bikola wanawa
Work where and where?
Byali bikozeeko
have they ever worked?
Oba bigenda kukola bukozi
they are going to work
kugamba n'ova mu kutegeera okw'obuntu
and you cease from human understanding
noyingira mu kutegeera kw'obwakatonda
enter that of God
amagezi ga Katonda
the wisdom of God
katuyongereyo mu Zakariya
let's move on to Zakariya
Zakariya esuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu
Zakariya 2 verse 3
era laba malayika yali ayogera nange n'avaayo ne malayika omulala n'avaayo okumusisinkana olw'okuna n'amugamba nti dduka nako mugambe omuvubuka oyo nti Yerusaalemi kiribaamu abantu balifikka mu bbugwe kubanga abantu bangi n'ebyomu bisibu bingi wakati mu kyo
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
malayika abalala babiri ne bajja ne basisinkana malayika w'ebipimo
ne
bamugamba katugenda otugambire n'omulenzi oyo
go tell us that boy like this
gw'osisinkanye wali eri akubuuzizza nti
olagawa
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo ebigambo by'okunnyonnyoka tokwa mugwinga bano
webanonnyonnyola
nga tebirina
on them and explain without any scriptures.
Ebyawandiikibwa tewali
no scriptures.
Amagezi ga Katonda tugalabye
wisdom of God not seen it.
Bali si magezi gaabwe.
They have brought their wisdom.
Okusinziira mu Zakariya esuula ey'omukaaga.
According to Zakariah 6.
Onyolisooka
n'okubira. Verse 1 to down.
Batulaga nti embalasi ezo enzirugavu.
They show us the black horses.
Nyingi.
They are many.
Ate nga zibeera n'amagaali.
And they have chariots.
Zekariya esuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka
Zakariya 6 verse 1
era nate nenyimusa amaaso gange neetunula era laba amagaali ana nga gava wakati w'ensozi ebbiri n'ensozi nsozi za bikomo olunya olw'okubiri ku gaali ery'olubereberye kwaliko embalaasi za lukunyu ne ku gaali ery'okubiri kwaliko embalaasi enzirugavu
wuliriza ndi ku gaali ery'okubiri
that on the second horse
waliko embalaasi nga nzirugavu nga
mpitirivu on the second chariot there were many black horses
kyekibinja ne kyamalayika ekyokusatu
that the third group of the angels
amalayika ababeera n'ebipimo
angels with the scales
tabiri omu
is not one
nga bano bwe babazibogera
like these ones have spoken
iri usobola okumulaba malayika oyo w'ebipimo nga akunonye
see the angel of the scales has come for you
akunonye mu mbala n'embalaasi z'enzirugavu
with his black horses
zibeerako olusiliva nga lwakayakana kungulu
mwezi shining silver on their top
nga zirina amagaali
gazaabu chariots of gold
bw'oyagala otuula ku mbalaasi
if you want to sit on the horse
ne biwawat
with the wings
bw'oyagala otuula mu magaali
if you want to sit in the chariots
ebuuka mu bwengu
and they fly off
katumaleyo wano
Zekariya esuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri
Zakariya 6 verses 2
nti ku gaali ery'olubereberye kwaliko embalaasi za lukunyu ne ku gaali ery'okubiri kwaliko embalaasi enzirugavu olunya olw'okusatu ne ku gaali ery'okusatu kwaliko embalaasi enjeru ne ku gaali ery'okuna kwaliko embalaasi eza kikuusikuusi ezitobeseemu obwoyo obweru olunya olw'okuna n'enziramu ne ngamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti ebyo biki mukama wange malayika n'addamu n'angamba nti ebyo z'empewo ennya ez'omu ggulu eziva okuyimirira mu maaso ga mukama w'ensi zonna
lwaki baziyise empewo
emyoyo
ena
kuba
twogera ku bamalayika emyoyo egitumibwa
okukola
emyoyo egitumibwa okutuweereza Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
kaakati
wano tubala bye bazijja kutuweereza naye oli ajja kunnyonnyola akugambe nga bw'obiwulidde mu bitabo biri
eri
But we thank God
that
He's
brought light of His word. When He passes the new generation,
it's
the full knowledge of God and His
glory.
Move on no type of horse and chariots of seven groups of angels on the other day. God bless you.